Welcome to the Dobay Cafe. I'm Paul Nelson. Welcome to SPLAB at Dobay, our second literary event of this season. SPLAB is Spoken Word Lab, an intergenerational spoken word performance resource and outreach center in Seattle. And we're delighted to be doing events here, especially tonight with my good friend, who I will introduce in a moment. On November 14th, Barbara Ludwig will be here. She is touring with Female Nomad and Friends, Tales of Breaking Free and Breaking Bread Around the World. She'll be here for a reading with open mic on the 14th. And the following night, the 15th, she will be presenting a film, Slumdog Millionaire, which is related to the subject. So I would eat dinner early that night. That's on the 15th. And then on the 21st, the following weekend, Judith Roche will be here. That's part of the Washington State Commission on Humanities Inquiring Minds program. She'll be doing a reading that Sunday night, the 21st, earlier that day, from 1 to 4. She'll be hosting a workshop, The Poetics of Place, A River Runs Through Us. And that's by suggested donation. So you get more information on the website, splab.org, and certainly on the Dobay website. If you want to find out more about SPLAB, we have bookmarks. We also have books of our featured artists tonight. And you can see them in the corner there, and we have them up here. One other event I'd like to announce is we're partnered with Artsmith Salon Series. They have a first Monday open mic every month with a feature artist. It's happening at the Fire Smokehouse and Grill in East Sound, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. The feature will be writer and educator Dante Felder. And he'll be meeting with orchestra writers from 5:30 to 6:30 before the reading at the Outlook Inn New Leaf Cafe Lounge for happy hour and a casual discussion. So that's tomorrow night, our friends at Artsmith Salon Series. On to tonight's event. I'm so delighted to present this poet, this quintessential poet. I don't know of anyone in the last 35 years who's done more for poetry in the Pacific Northwest than Sam Hamill. Going back in his life, he was a conscientious objector as a Marine in Okinawa that really set the tone for his life and his career as a poet. He took a bodhisattva vow to poetry, and I guess poverty was included in that as well. He founded Copper Canyon Press and ran that for over 30 years. His brilliant essays helped to foster a critical dialogue of poetry, not just in the Northwest, but throughout the world. His translations, in many cases, are the standard in the English language, including his translation of Basho, Narrow Road to the Interior. He just ended Poets Against War, a website, the largest single-themed website in the history of the world, and it ended with 30,000 poems submitted by over 26,000 poets. And with a very important election here in a couple of days, I can't tell you how important that effort was. All that is very good and important, but I think the most important part about Sam is his poetry. Kind of an outsider's outsider. Even the outsiders won't have him. He comes from a tradition that includes people like Walt Whitman and William Carlos Williams and his mentor, Kenneth Rexroth. Sam's the author of 14 volumes of original poetry, translations from ancient Greek, Latin, Estonian, Japanese, and Chinese. And his latest book is entitled Measured by Stone. We're delighted to have our special guest tonight. A warm welcome, please, for Mr. Sam Hamill.
Wow.